Your morning team show on WSGW U with Dave and Pat and Charlie.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking
now. SWSGW.
Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up.
Your morning team show.
Snap back to reality. Oh,
once again, showing off the musical presence we have of all the different genres that are available. You get them all from WSW. We're not afraid to play them all. As you're listening on 100.5 and 790 through Alexa and Siri and through, of course, WSW.com. Speaking of WSW.com, by the way, our audio stream is brought to you by the Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. If you want to check out MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. So why are we starting the segment here with Eminem, Lose Yourself? Remember that song?
I do, yeah.
Almost 20 years ago now, if I'm not mistaken.
I was going to say 2001 or 2002, something like that.
Eminem, of course, born in what, Missouri, I think, but grew up in Detroit on 8 Mile. He has, this song, just been informed that he has crossed the 1 billion stream mark on Spotify for Lose Yourself.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That is.
That is. Now, I didn't know this. It's not his first song to go over a billion. Apparently, another song he had where he features the late Nate Dogg on the chorus, Till I Collapse, actually, did. But for a song that goes back to his original workings of his first album.
Oh, all right.
That's what they're saying. It's like it's been a long time. 2002, it says here, for Lose Yourself.
Right.
But a billion on Spotify. That's incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
That's just...
That is incredible. Good job.
Yeah. So congratulations to Eminem, who, by the way, on YouTube, it says here, he's already surpassed 1 billion views on three different songs, Rap God, Love the Way You Lie, and Not Afraid.
All right.
So Eminem streams well.
So that means that his autobiographical movie, 8 Mile, is 20 years old. Next year. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
How about that for a little,
Lose Yourself?
A little shocker.
Right.
That was the theme, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
It was a big song from that movie.
Yes.
Wow.
Rapping with Eminem this morning on your morning team show. Just to show you, as I was talking about, the diversity and the ability to have so many different genres, from that to this.
Hey, Jude.
Oh, there's a contrast for you.
Don't make it bad.
Although I'm betting Paul could probably rap.
Wow.
I'm sure.
Some might say some of his lyrics a rapper could use to perhaps. Paul McCartney was announced yesterday that he is going to finally write his memoirs.
He's never written?
No.
Wow. Wow.
Up to this point, never knew that. I thought there must have been some book out that he's been partaking in. And it's going to be titled The Lyrics, 1956 to the Present. It's going to be released November 2nd. Well, just in time for gift giving.
Of course. Oh, I know. I'm sure that was just coincidence.
It says here that he will trace his life through 154 songs from his teens and early partnership with fellow Beatle John Lennon to his solo work. And he's going to combine his work with Irish poet Paul Muldoon, who will edit and contribute an introduction.
Oh,
how about that?
Well, lovely.
You know, some of Paul's music is very poetic.
Of course it is.
But he said in a statement, more often than I can count, I've been asked if I would write an autobiography, but the time has never been right.
Huh.
So apparently the time is right now.
Yeah.
And according to more statements, his songs will be arranged alphabetically and will include McCartney's comments on when and where they were written and what inspired them.
Wow. Wow.
That could be some insight, huh?
To have the memory still.
I mean,
do you know how many people, like, especially artists, they tend to forget exactly where certain songs and inspirations of songs start, and that he's got the memory. He can all those great ones, too.
I wonder if he's got notes or things that he can refer to.
Maybe.
I mean, he's 78 years old.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When you've been writing for such a long time in your life.
right.
Producing music. But, yeah, I would have thought at some point he would have...
Well, yeah, that it would have done something like that. Now, Lennon didn't, because obviously he was killed in at age 40. I know George Harrison wrote a memoir. So, you know, I guess why not Paul? Took him a while, but he's finally getting around to it.
Apparently the time is now right.
1956. So he's saying that he's been writing songs since 1956. He would have been, if he was born in 42, he would have been 14 years old. Wow. Wow.
Got the early start. A long and illustrious career for Paul McCartney.
A long and winding road, if you shall.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Here's another artist for you in the news. See if you recognize this one. Again, talking about going to another different genre of music. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And the song Love Story is significant for her. According to what has just happened this week, Taylor Swift has just joined Dolly Parton as the only two artists on the country chart to top the country chart with the same song twice.
Whoa.
Dolly Parton did it with I Will Always Love You. She hit number one in 1974 and again in 1982. And in Taylor Swift's case, she had her song Love Story as a number one song on the country charts in 2008. This version is from her album release where she has re-recorded the album. Remember the dispute she got into with, I got the name here, Scooter Braun, the music executive who got rights to her music. And so now she says she's going to go back and re-record all her early albums.
All right.
Well, all she's right. done it. And she just released Love Story, and in fact, it debuted at number one on the country chart. So from 2008 and again in 2021, she's on the country chart with Love Story for a second time. Isn't that crazy?
She is quite ubiquitous. She is everywhere.
She really
nowadays.
Is. It really is. It's just amazing what she has done in her career, and she's still, what, only in her
early
30s? Like 33 or something like that?
Yeah.
So hopefully many more years coming from Taylor Swift. But now she and Dolly Parton can say that they are teamed together, and that's significance.
Why was I Will Always Love You number one in 1982? I'm wondering why that – because it was number one first time. What
in 74.
74, yeah. Why in 82? Okay. I thought at first you were going to tell me in 92 when The Bodyguard came out, Whitney Houston, of course, made it a smash hit. And I was wondering if everybody went back to listen to Dolly's. But I wonder why 82.
What happened? Yeah, why was it an eight-year
– Less 9 to 5 made people go back and listen to some of her old stuff.
Maybe that's it, discover the song or something like that.
I don't know.
Because didn't George Benson, I think, recorded a version at some point, too. There's several different artists recorded a version of the song.
I say that we do not play enough George Benson here.
Oh, good stuff from George. Well, finally, in our musical genre, we go now to Motown. From rap to country to Motown and... Of course, the musical legend of Paul McCartney.
That's right.
I did not know this. It's a story about, now unfortunately, the late Mary Wilson. And it says here the last interview that Mary Wilson did before she died was an interview for a PBS special, which is coming out on March the 6th. I knew that she had done that interview. Was it like Good Morning America or the Today Show or something like that?
Or CBS Sunday Morning.
Something like that. Well, yeah, I did not know that this one occurred. But yeah, apparently she did an interview on January 26th reminiscing about the Supremes' performances. It's going to be featured in a special called It's What's Happening, Baby. apparently there was a concert put on by famous disc jockey Murray the K, commissioned by the U.S. government, and it was designed to encourage young people to seek summer employment. And among the acts along with the Supremes featured were Dionne Warwick, Martha and the Vandellas, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Johnny Rivers, Ray Charles, the Ronettes, and Herman's Hermits.
Whoa.
How about that for a lineup? And it says, it's What's Happening Today will debut March 6th on PBS stations. You got to check your local listings, but you'll see that. And again, as part of that, you will see Mary Wilson's last interview, which is, again, specifically done for this special. So how cool is that? One last chance to hear the words of Mary Wilson. So some musical fun for you this morning that covers a lot of variety, but we have the capability and the variety, unlike most stations, which will not veer off from what they are designed to do. We go everywhere. We'll do anything.